I'd like tonight to discuss a little bit about the myths of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Seder night, so everybody talks about the matzah, and everybody talks about all the exciting parts of the eating, all the eating parts of the Seder. But there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and just like there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of eating matzah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's something that it behooves us to understand what exactly the nature of the mitzvah is in order to be able to fulfill it in the proper way. So the real discussion begins with what is so unique about the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is a daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, says, Zochor es hayom hazeh asher yatzasa mi Mitzrayim, that you should remember this day that you left Mitzrayim. In the Mishnah in Brachos that we all are familiar with, because it's quoted in the Haggadah, has a machlokes between the Chachamim and Ben Zoma about how to darshan another pasuk in the Torah that's also referring to this mitzvah. So the pasuk can say for Devarim, Leman tizkor es yom tzeischam eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. And there's a machlokas, what does the word kol come to include? Because kol sounds like it's telling us all the days of your life. Just say the days of your life. What's all the days of your life? So Ben Zoma famously darshans that it means that you also have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim balelos. Right? Famously, Elaz ben Azariah says, Hare ani keben shivim shana, right? I'm 70 years old, and I was never zoche to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim at night until I learned this drasha of Ben Zoma. So Ben Zoma, darshan the psukim, and here you see some of the creative power of the Tanoim, that he darshan the psukim, and he learned out from the psukim a chiyuv to be mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only during the day, but kol comes to include even the nights. Kol yimei, so yimei tells me the days, and kol tells me the nights as well. Kol, I would have thought maybe only the nights, maybe. Yimei teaches me the day. I mean, how do you know that there's a chiyuv during the day? Why should it be during the day as opposed to the night? Well, I guess the idea is kol yimei is redundant. If you say l'man tizkor yom tizkor me'aretz Mitzrayim yimei chayecha, so you know that you have a chiyuv every day. Yimei chayecha. What's this kol? Right. So what's this kol?
Kol is night. It says kol chayecha every part, every.
You're saying that if it would have just said kol chayecha, maybe that would we already would have known day and night. Okay, maybe, right. Maybe. But that's how Ben Zoma understands the pasuk. The Chachamim, they disagree. What do the Chachamim say? Anyone remember? What does it say in the Haggadah? Not to include the nights. What does kol come? The Mosa Mashiach, right? That the chiyuv is during this world, during this existence, and Yemos HaMashiach is going to be a different existence. We know that. We're told that Yemos HaMashiach, certain things are going to be batel. So the Chachamim come and learn that even in Yemos HaMashiach, when apparently we'll have bigger nisim to talk about, there'll still be a chiyuv to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now there is a big discussion in Halacha if the Chachamim are disagreeing with Ben Zoma, or are they not disagreeing with Halacha? I mean, they definitely darshan the word kol differently. But do they hold that you don't have to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? This is a discussion in the Achronim about in the Rishonim even, how to understand what the Chachamim were doing. Maybe the Chachamim understood that you don't need kol yimei to learn out the nights. Kol yimei chayecha, just yimei chayecha, we would have known day and night already. Yimei, you know, yom means day, but the night's part of the day. You know, day, sometimes we use day to refer to the half of the day that's in light, but sometimes refer to day to refer to the whole 24-hour period. So maybe they learned it from someplace else, and therefore they're marbe Yemos HaMashiach. So this is a discussion in the Rishonim, what the Chachamim hold. But Lamaisa, the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Kriya Shema, that, like Ben Zoma, or at least the Ben Zoma's position, what the Chachamim might agree to, and that is that there's a chiyuv to be mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night. And this is very fundamental stuff we're talking about right now, because this gives us an understanding of some of tefillah that we do every day. Maybe this gives us a deeper and a better appreciation for it. How are we mekayim this daily chiyuv of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So there are other daily things that we're supposed to remember, and some people say them at the end of davening. They're printed at the end of the Siddur. They have the Sheish Zechiros, things that you're supposed to remember every day. But Chazal apparently felt it was so important, this one, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that they actually instituted in the Tefillah two things in order to force us to make sure that we would be Mekayim this mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Number one is the third paragraph of Shema. Really, Kriya Shema is the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Kana Shem Echad. The first paragraph of V'yahavta Eis and V'hayah, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. What's this? Why do we need this parsha about tzitzis? Well, how did tzitzis get into Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is, you know, the declaration of the principles of our faith. You know, tzitzis is very nice, but we're not even chayiv in tzitzis unless we have a four-corner garment on. So how did that get into Kriya Shema? The answer is it didn't really, and obviously al pi machshav, I'm sure there are many reasons, but on a very simple level, basic level, the reason why the third paragraph is there is because we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in that paragraph. And this Chazal made this part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in order so that we would fulfill this additional obligation of to remember Mitzrayim every single day. Not only did they suffice with the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, but they also instituted after Kriya Shema as part of the brachos of Kriya Shema to also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we have MS V'yatziv and MS V'yamuna. That paragraph after Kriya Shema is there and also to include, and this include Yetzias Mitzrayim, a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the brachos of Kriya Shema. Now, part of the reason why that might be is that there might have to be a link between the brachos of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema itself. So once they're putting it into Kriya Shema, they also put it into Birchos Kriya Shema. But the Lamaisa, the reason why, on the most basic level, the reason we say the third paragraph of Kriya Shema every day, and the reason why we have the bracha after that talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it actually also talks about Kriyas Yamsuf, is because we have an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. And in order so that we don't forget that obligation, Chazal built it into the daily davening. There's an interesting debate a little bit within the Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam is clear in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Actually, I'll read it to you. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, in the third parak of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes, sorry, in the first parak, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Afa pi she'ein mitzvah tzitzis nohegis balayla, even though there's no chiyuv of tzitzis at night, so why are we saying the third paragraph of Kriya Shema? Korino sabalayla, b'mnei she'yesh ba zikaron yitzias Mitzrayim. We read it because of zikaron yitzias Mitzrayim. U'mitzvah la'azkir yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom u'balayla, Shenemar, Laman Tiskor Siom Tiskor Manitz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Ukriya Shalosh Parshayos Elu Ala Seder, Zohi Anikres Kriya Shema. So interesting, when the Rambam is presenting the mitzvah Dioraisa of Kriya Shema, that's how he starts off. Pa'amayim B'chol Yom Koren Kriya Shema Be'erev U'Baboker Shenemar U'Bishof B'chov Kumecha. This is Hilchos Kriya Shema. He writes in his introduction, Mitzvahs Asei Achas V'hi Likros Kriya Shema Pa'amayim B'yom. We have a mitzvah, the Yoreis, to say Kriya Shema. And the Rambam includes in that the third paragraph. Even though the third paragraph was added by Chazal, it's not really part of Kriya Shema. But when they put it in, they built it in, they made it part of the mitzvah, the Yoreis of Kriya Shema. Now, what's interesting though, is that when the Rambam discusses which mitzvah saseh is he going to discuss within these halachos, he says there's one mitzvah to read Kriya Shema. He doesn't say as a separate mitzvah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Also, if you look in his Sefer HaMitzvos, he doesn't count that as a separate mitzvah. This is a big discussion in the Mefarshim of the Rambam. Is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim an independent mitzvah? Is it not an independent mitzvah? But let's assume for now, which is the way that most assume, that there's an independent mitzvah every day of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. We fulfill it by saying the third paragraph of Kriya Shema and by saying Emes V'yatziv or Emes V'yamuna at night. You have to remember the mitzvah, and you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim once during the day and once during the night. And here's the big question I'd like to address for tonight, and that is, if there's a mitzvah every day to remember and mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, So what is this mitzvah on Leil Seder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? To tell over the story of the Exodus. Very good. We have a daily mitzvah to do that. What's the difference between the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the once a year Pesach mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now this question is so strong that it led the Ors Sameach to conclude that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is only Derabbanan. Okay, good.
That's special day. It's one day.
Correct. That's 100%. But the question is,
the king. One day you make the king.
So, but what are you fulfilling? Because you fulfill that every day. Every day you have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ah, okay, good. So hold on 1 second. Good. We'll get there in 1 second. But let's just point out, the Or Sameach concludes based on this, that the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because if so, then Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Seder would be redundant. That's the Or Sameach writes. But most don't assume that way. Most assume that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then there's a special mitzvah d'oraisa on Seder night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is unique? So here, many of the Achronim spend time trying to define the parameters of the once-a-year mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and how it differs from the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Does it have to differ? Can you say on Pesach that
there's an
extra...
So one way you could say is it's just like a heightened mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then that would just mean that you're being Mekayim of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But is it a separate mitzvah? Or it's just that same mitzvah? You know, that's a unique thing. We don't usually find a mitzvah that on one day of the year, that same very mitzvah is more, you know, highlighted. So that's the question. Is it a separate mitzvah?
You call Yisrael, you do make a redemption, you make a special bracha on that night.
You mean Asher Goalanu that we make?
Yeah,
right, right. So that's what we're trying to figure out. What is unique about it? And by defining what's unique about it, we'll hopefully be able to do the mitzvah better. So let's begin, first of all, with what Chanoch suggested. And that is, and a lot of this was developed by the Briskarov. So the first thing that he points out, again, I'm not going in the order that he presents things, but one thing that's pointed out, also other Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch actually already, the Minchas Chinuch, commentary on the Sefer Achinuch, the Minchas Chinuch already says what Chanoch is saying, and that is that there's a unique mitzvah on the night of Seder, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to tell over the story to somebody else. And he says that this is based on the pasuk of Higadat to Levincha. The most natural person to tell it to is your son. But if you don't have a son, so you say it to somebody else. But he says, Ad kedei kach, the Minchas Chinuch, that if you are having a Seder alone, and you're not saying it over to anyone, then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're Mekayim Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like you are every day. But during the year, our daily mitzvah is just to say to ourselves, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But on Seder night, there's an added component. And that makes it a whole separate mitzvah. And that mitzvah is not just to mention. It's not an added component. That's not the right word. It's a separate mitzvah. And that mitzvah is to tell somebody else about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'higadat Levincha. Excellent. So that's one quality. Right, right, right. On that, on Pesach, right. There's a mitzvah on Pesach to tell over the story of Pesach. You have to tell it to someone else. And again, according to the Minchas Chinuch, if you have nobody else to tell it to, you're not Mekayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's mashma that way in his words. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires telling it to somebody else. That's point number one. Point number two. I think in some Hasidic Sfarim, they're medayik that we don't say L'saper Es Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we say L'saper Bi Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means you don't just say over the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you're discussing it. You're M'saper Bi Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't just say it. You talk about it. It's a discussion. Quality number two of the yearly mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that you're not Yotze just by mentioning it. You need to be Marich. You need to discuss it at length. How do we fulfill the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? We say, Shehotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shehotzei Siaschem Meretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Leilokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Okay, very good. You're Mekayim your mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you would say that pasuk on Seder night, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's discussing it at length. It's elaborating. The Rambam, when he describes this mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, he writes, number one, mitzvah lahodiyah labonim, v'yafilu lo shalu shenemar, v'yigat olavincha. That's what he starts off with. And then he says, part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to tell the whole backstory. Lahaschil Bignus, start with the negative parts, start with our humble beginnings, and then to end with the glory of our exodus, of the success. There's a machlokas amoraim in the Gemara. What does it mean to start with Gnus? What does it mean to start with the humble beginnings? Rav says that we start with our gnus ruchani. We start with our spiritual humble beginnings. That originally we were doing Avodah Zarah. We weren't doing well in Mitzrayim. And what happened? We ended up coming out of Mitzrayim and going to Har Sinai and having this amazing revelation. Rav says Laskil beginus means to start with our spiritual genus. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says it's a physical genus. Laskil beginus l'sayim b'shevach. So you start by saying how we were slaves, and then Hashem took us out. And we, Paskin, like both of them. Where do we see that in the Haggadah? So we, first of all, we say in the Haggadah, everybody knows Shmuel's line, because everybody sings it. Avadim ayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. Why do we say Avadim ayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim? Because we have to start with the genus. But we also stick Rav Shita in. Because we also say in the Haggadah, mitchila ovde avodah zara hayu avoseinu. Our forefathers were originally idolaters. And then Hashem took them out, and they went to Har Sinai, and they got the Torah. So we're Mekayim both, Rav and Shmuel. But why do we do that? If you ask the average person on the street, why do we have in the Haggadah, Avodim Ayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim? Why do we have Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Avoseinu? So they say, it's nice, you know, you tell the whole story. It's not just nice. That is required for the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't say those things, you're not Yotzei. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just mentioning that we went out of Egypt. It's telling the whole story. It's the Lasaper Be'arichos.
Why not the beginning? Every
bracha
is
over
the
Asiyasa. Right, usually
beginning. Correct.
He says,
"This
Chayim Amar is Asma. Give the Luyat to Mitzrayim." So you
didn't leave Mitzrayim. You have to feel it.
You have to feel it.
So
right. Only then can you make the bracha. Very nice. Right. You're not right in the beginning. Very nice. The Rambam adds another factor here. The Rambam writes, "V'tzarech lasos shinoi b'layla zei kedei shiuru abanim v'yishalu." And then he continues and says, the children need to ask questions. And he says, even if you're a big chacham, even if you're by yourself, you still need to say the Ma Nishtana, because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires telling the story, Derech She'ela Utshuva. In order to mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not enough just to tell the story, but you need to tell it over in the form of questions and answers. And in fact, the Rama writes that the child asks the Ma Nishtana. But if you look in the Rambam is mashmir that the Baal HaBayis does it. Maybe you can do it after the child. The child can first do it. But it's mashmir here in the Rambam. Even if you're by yourself, you say the Ma Nishtana, and then you give the answer. Why? Because it's not just a cute thing like we have the kid come up and ask questions so that he feels like he's part of the Seder. But this is part of the Hadar of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires She'ela U'tshuva. It requires a give and take. It requires questions and it requires answers. This would actually, you know, I think the Rav Soloveitchik was Madaik here in the Rambam. The Rambam really is saying that there's two dinim in the Ma Nishtana. Ma Nishtana is there in order so that the child, when he asks questions, he can ask the questions. And this is actually Meduyuk here in the Rambam, because he writes here that Lefidaito shel ben aviv malamdo. And he writes that the child asks the questions that are koshala. So Soloveitchik suggested that there's really two things that you're mekayim when you say manishtana. Number one, you allow the child the opportunity to ask questions. But there's also a key of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim by doing it in the derech of She'elu Tshuva. And there are those who suggest that this would explain why, you know, some of the manishtana, it's a little bit strange. The kid's asking questions about things that he hasn't seen yet. Right? One of the questions he asked is, why are we dipping twice tonight? What do you mean? Who said we're dipping twice? You know, we didn't do Maror yet. How do you know that we're dipping twice? The answer is that not all of the manishtana is for the kid. Manishtana is also for us. We need to do Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, Derech She'elu Tshuva. It actually also explains something really, really well, something else, that if you've learned through the Mishnayos, you might have picked up on if you were reading very carefully. The Mishnah just writes, Pesach, Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol mi shelo omar shlosha devar me'elu, lo yotzi yedei chovosan, right? We say that towards the end of Magid. Anyone who doesn't say these three things is not yotzi yedei. Now in the Mishnah it says, Pesach, al shem, dot, dot, dot. Matzah, al shem, dot, dot, dot. In the Haggadah, it doesn't say that. It adds in a words. It says, Pesach, al shema. And then it gives the answer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say, al shema. Look in the Mishnah. It doesn't say, al shema. Why did the Baal Haggadah throw in the words, Pesach, al shema? For what reason? Matzah, al shema. Why are we having matzah? Because you see that the Baal Haggadah knew that it needs to be done derech she'ela u'tshuva. One last point here. Because that's the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim requires, just like a good storyteller, so he always begins with a question, and he builds things up, and then he gives an answer. So too, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just mentioning that we left Egypt. It's a production. It's telling the whole story. It's telling it to somebody else. And it's asking, why do we do this? Oh, I'll tell you why. It's in order to create what's the overarching reason? We'll get to in a minute. But these are when you read through the Rambam here, in Perek Zayin, and Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he really says all of these things in his presentation of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's another one that the Chinuch adds. It's not so as clear here in the Rambam. Say for mitzvahs, you could see it a little bit more. But the Chinuch writes explicitly that the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is mitzvah Chaf Aleph in the Sefer Achinuch, he writes, is lahalel ulishabeach. It's also to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't require praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just mentioned that we went out of Mitzrayim. But in the Chinuch, he writes, the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is lahalel ulishabeach. In fact, the Abu Draham writes that the word Haggadah is a lashon of Hodah. Lahagid, he says, can also mean to say over praise and thanks. And that's why it's called the Haggadah, he says, because it's rooted in Hodah. What that would mean is that the Hallel that we say during the Seder, we all know that we say the beginning of Hallel during Magid, we say the rest of Hallel at the end of the Seder. All of that is part of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, I could ask you, why is it on Seder night that we say Hallel? We're not talking about in Shul. In Shul, we also do it. But why in the Seder do we say Hallel? Sukkos, we don't say Hallel at night and during the meal. Shavuos, we don't say Hallel at night. Why all of a sudden in Pesach, on Pesach, do we start saying Hallel? And it's part and parcel. It's from the Yesodos of the, I mean, it's one of the Simonim, right? Kadesh, Orchatz, one of them is Hallel. Hallel Nirtza. Why is Hallel part of the Haggadah? Why is it part of the evening of the Seder? And the answer is because that's part of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just saying the fact. It's praising, it's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that took place. Say that again? So that is suggested that that's more of a public Pesumei Nisa. That we want to have something public in the Chag. The question is why that? Why in Pesach and not on the holidays? It's a good question. But and it's, you should know it's only minag svardim. In the Rama he writes that there's no minag to do it. A lot of shuls I think do it because it's a nice minag, so a lot of shuls started doing it. I think they do it here in shul. But right in Eretz Yisrael, I think in Eretz Yisrael a lot of shuls do it. But the Rama writes that that's not the minag in Ashkenaz. Lamaisa, what are all four of these things? What we basically highlighted is four points, four things that make Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim different than the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number one, you got to say it to somebody else. Number two, you have to say it barichus. Number three, you have to do a derech she'elu tshuva. It has to be a production. You ask a question, you build up the suspense, you give an answer. And number four, it has to include elements of praise and thanks. So, first of all, what comes out from this is that a lot of the things that we say in the Haggadah are actually fundamental to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. A person might sit there during the Magid portion of the Seder and say, all right, you know, I don't have to pay attention so much. I'll listen a little bit. I don't really need to say every paragraph. I mean, the Baal HaGadah, he was Marech and Marech. What do I need all these things for? But what we're seeing is that, no, these are all there in order to be Mekayim, the dinim of the qualities of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Manishtan is not just a cute little thing that they threw in. It's Derech She'elu Tshuva. It's part of the definition of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I think there's another yisod here that takes all four of these things and then takes a step back and looks at the forest, not just at the trees, right? We identified four trees, four elements of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's a yisod here. And the yisod, perhaps, is that the daily mitzvah of Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a declaration of our hischaivus towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our obligation. Why am I obligated to do the mitzvos? Why am I obligated to live a life with an omach l'shamayim on me? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out in order so that we can be His Am Kadosh, His Am Segula, His Goy Kadosh. That's the essence, perhaps, of the daily mitzvah of Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you see someone saying MSV Amuna, and you go over to him and you say, what are you doing? So first he'll tell you, I'm being Mekayim, the din of Brichos Kriya Shema. And if you ask him, okay, why are you doing that? So I'll probably tell you, because it's a mitzvah. And if you keep pushing him, well, what are you trying to get to? The correct answer is, I'm trying to clarify why I'm mechuyev to Arzat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he took me out of Mitzrayim, and I owe it to him now. That's the daily mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is so crucial, because get this, because it could change the whole way you present. I'm just saying as you walk in that this is such an important yesod, what I'm about to say, that it can really change the whole flavor of your Seder. We're talking about the difference between the daily mitzvah of Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the once a year mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the yesod is that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is nothing about why I'm obligated. It's all about Hakaras HaTov. It's all about saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day, my mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is just to declare, I'm a servant of God. Why? Because He took me out of Egypt from that servitude, and now I'm a servant of His. That's all it is. It's like your ID card. I am a Eved Hashem. That's what this daily declaration of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is. But the yearly mitzvah, the once-a-year mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is nothing to do about declaring yourself an Eved Hashem. It's a totally wrong focus. The focus of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to have an opportunity to reflect on that and to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for taking me out of Mitzrayim. Thank you for making me your Eved. It's not this formal declaration of, I am an Eved of God. That's every day. That's Kriya Shema. That's MSV Amuna. The Haggadah, the Seder, the Mitzvah, the Arise of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be to lehodos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything that He's done for us and for taking us out of Mitzrayim. This would, first and foremost, this would explain to us why definitional the Chinuch writes to the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that you have to have somebody else to say it to. Right? We quoted the Chinuch before. The Chinuch holds, if you don't have somebody else to say it over to, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can only be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim if there's somebody else there to tell it over to. V'yigadat olavincha. Why? Why do you have to have a guest? Why do you have to have someone else there to tell it over to? Because it's rooted in Hodah. Okay, why does Hodah require other people? We know Hodah requires other people. Where do we know that from? Famously from the Karban Todah. The Karban Todah that's brought when a person experiences a salvation. So we might be familiar with some of the details of the Karban Todah. The carbon toda has the shortest amount of time for eating. You bring it during the day, you have to eat it that day and that night. That's it. You have a very short amount of time. Carbon Pesach has a shorter amount of time. But most karbanos, you have the day you shecht it, the night, and then the whole next day. Carbon toda, you only have the day you shecht it and the night. So it's shorter the amount of time. That's number one. Number two, there's a tremendous amount of loaves of bread that are brought with a carbon toda. 40 different loaves. Each loaf, if you do the math, comes out to a bar mitzvah challah. Right? Those big bar mitzvah challahs? That's the size of some of these loaves. How are you supposed to eat all of that in a day and a night? The answer is you're not supposed to. You're supposed to bring other people. The Torah, the Nitziv writes this, the Torah purposely prescribes a huge karbon with lots of bread and a very short amount of time to eat it in order so that you're forced to invite other people to help you eat it, or else it's nosar. And what are you going to do when you have all these people over? You're going to tell them why you're having this karbon. Why are you having this karbon? Because Hashem saved me. The Torah envisions that when you're saved, when you're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do it in the context of others. And that's the yesod of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ad kedei kach, the Chasam Sofer writes that the Shtei Alechem that we have on Shavuos is the Hashlama for the Karban Pesach. Why? Because Karban Pesach, he writes, is really a Karban Toda. And the Karban Toda requires bread, and some of that bread is chametz. Some of it's matzah, some of it's chametz. But you can't have the chametz on Pesach. So when are we mashlim? On Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is one of the only karbonos, mincha, that's chametz. Right? People don't realize, like the lechem that they ate in the Beis HaMikdash every Shabbos, it was matzah. It wasn't leavened. But on Shavuos, it's chametz. Why all of a sudden on Shavuos is the karbon chametz? Because it's the hashlama for the karbon toda, which karbon Pesach is. In fact, there's a beautiful idea from the Nesivus. He writes in his Agadah, it's called Maaseh Nisim, I believe it's there. He writes that we know that Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, there are, 1 minute. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, the word Baruch is mentioned four times. So the Nesivus writes, why is it mentioned four times? Because the Gemara tells us there are arba that are tzrichim lahodos. Who are the arba that are tzrichim lahodos? Who are the arba? Person who crossed the desert. Person who crossed an ocean. A person who was in jail and he got out of jail. And a person who was healed. All four of those things took place during Yetzias Mitzrayim. We went across an ocean. We went across a sea. We were taken out of bondage. We crossed the Midbar. Everybody's healed when they came to Matan Torah. All four of those things took place during Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatzon. That's the four Baruchs. Why? Because they're all Birchas HaGomel. Because they're all Karban Toda. Because that's the Yesod of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yesod of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to say Todah Rabbah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also, and I'll end with this, that's also why the highlight of the Seder is we darshan the Pesukim of Arami Oved Avi. Why are we darshan those Pesukim? Read Pesukim from Shmos. We end up reading these Pesukim from Arami Oved Avi, and we end up quoting all these Pesukim for Shmos to explain the Pesukim. Just darshan the Pesukim in Shmos. It's because those Pesukim are the Pesukim of Bikurim. And Bikurim is all about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you have. That's the Yesod of Bikurim. That's why they put that into the Haggadah. Because the Yesod of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Hakaras HaTov. It's to say Todah Rabbah. So Hashem should help that we should realize that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a fundamentally different mitzvah. And Mitzvah Hashem, if we apply these principles, we'll be able to do it in a whole different way. It'll be a whole different experience.